As simple as it seems to us, even our nearest primate relatives fail the task miserably.
She's not really focusing on me, and she's simply making her own choice. Most of the time, you can see that she makes a decision long before I give my gesture. She doesn't even wait for my information. It's such a cooperative interaction. So it's like really I'm providing information for her to find food, which is just simply something which would never happen in a chimp group, really. I mean, the chimp wouldn't go like, oh, look, there's the banana, and then another chimp could go and get it.
Since we're the only species that makes this gesture, it would be remarkable if any animal could understand it. But dog owners take it for granted that their dogs respond to pointing.
Good boy.
For Kaminsky, it's proof of their extraordinary social intelligence.
If you really look at that gesture, it's an informative gesture. So it's in its essence a very cooperative interaction. So I'm really helping you to find something. And for dogs, following pointing seems to be very natural, and it makes dogs extremely interesting.
In fact, dogs are so tuned into our social cues, they can even pick up on something as subtle as the direction of our gaze.